This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating Disability Determination Services for Internal Medicine Exam. Claimant Rochelle Dawn Luwan. The first name is Richelle, middle name Dawn, last name Lawhon. Claim number, which I think is the fiscal ID number 3549-3094. Case ID number is 8712132. Date of birth, June 23rd, 1971. Date of exam, 11-27-23. The above examinee was sent for consultative examination. It was explained prior to the exam that the purpose of this exam, that the purpose of the exam, and further explained that no physical or patient relationship would be established. It was explained that any treatment issues are concern for the examinee and his and her physician. Informant was patient Rochelle Dawn Luwan. Allegations, she is complaining of right knee pain, lower back pain, right shoulder pain, which disables her from having a normal mobility and sleeping. She claims the pain is so disabling that she cannot walk without a cane or walker. She uses the cane when she comes out and the walker at home sometimes. She cannot sleep due to the pain in the left hip and due to symptoms of restless leg syndrome. History of present illness. Patient says that she's had fleeting joint pains for many, many years. Sometimes it's in her... the pain is pretty chronic now in her lower back and right knee. Today, even her right shoulder is bothering her. She also claims that she has numbness in both fingers, the fourth and fifth digit going up the forearm on and off. She says that at times she has to get up and walk in the middle of the night in order to get rid of the numbness in both hands. That's a complete numbness in both hands though. She claims that she has seen a rheumatologist in Baylor Scott & White, Dr. Grismer, who injected her right knee and her right sacroiliac joint area at two levels in the sacroiliac joint. She's also seen an orthopedist or a Dr. McKernan, and she says that he did fluoroscopy and also gave some injections. I'm assuming this is a pain physical rehab medicine doctor. Past medical history, significant only for borderline bronchial asthma. She denies any major medical illness like hypertension, diabetes, heart problems, seizures, and so on. Past surgical history, positive only for tubal ligation in 1993. Medications, she is on extra strength Tylenol, arthritis medication. Actually, Tylenol arthritis, 650 milligrams. She takes two twice a day. Multivitamin, one a day. Lidocaine patches, she uses them as needed for her lower back and right knee. She says it doesn't work for the shoulder. Pramipexole, 0.25 milligram, one at bedtime. Senna, 50 milligrams as needed. Gabapentin, 300 milligram. She takes between 1 and 3 capsules a day. She usually goes to bed with two, and then when she wakes up the middle of the night and cannot go back to sleep, she might take another one. Hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams, one twice a day. And she thinks she's on famotidine, one as needed. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, she's had two sisters who died from pancreatic cancer. One of them also had fibromyalgia. The sisters died within the last 5 years. Father had had bladder cancer and he is deceased, but he was 90 years old. mother developed breast cancer in her 70s. She did survive the cancer and in her 80s now. Social history, she's a widow. She's a past smoker. She smoked half packet per day for 8 years, quit about 17 years ago. Denies alcohol drug abuse. She's not currently employed. She used to work as a cashier or waitress, initially as a waitress and then a cashier. Vital signs. On exam, patient is 5 feet 2 inches tall. Weight is 217 pounds. She says 2 weeks ago she used to weigh 234 pounds. She thinks she's not eating, is somewhat nauseous and doesn't eat as much as she did before. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 77 per minute, pulse ox 99%, temperature 97.8, BMI 40. She's right-handed. General appearance, 52-year-old woman who appears her stated age. She is in moderate distress secondary to pain in her right knee and right shoulder and back, lower back. HEENT exam, normal cephalic, atraumatic, no sclera is non-icteric, conjunctiva normal. Oropharyngeal exam, normal without any erythema, exudates, or lesions. External auditory canals were normal, no lesions in the nares. Pupils equal reactive to light and accommodation. She does wear glasses. Extraocular movements were intact. Snellen chart, right eye 20 by 40, left 20 by 50. Both together 20 by 40. Without any glasses, it was left 20 by 100, right 20 by 100, and both together 20 by 100. She does use the glasses all the time. Neck, no thyromegaly or lymphadenopathy or masses. Cardiovascular, JVP not distended. Regular sinus rhythm without any murmurs, rubs, or gallops. Carotid pulses normal. Radial and dorsalis pedis and posterior tibialis normal. Lungs clear to auscultation, no gallop, no wheezing, bronchi, or Rales. Abdomen soft, not obese, not tender. Oh, mild left lower quadrant tenderness elicited. Bowel sounds normal, no masses, no organomegaly. Extremities, no clubbing, cyanosis, or edema. Skin, no lesions appreciated. Skin turgor and texture are normal. Neurologic, the claimant is alert and oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Fluent in speech. Mood is slightly down due to the chronic pain, persistent chronic pain. Thought process is clear though. Memory is normal. Concentration was good. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 intact. Cerebellar. She has a steady gait, but it is very slow and short stepping. She does use the cane for safety. I did not see her using any walker, although she says she uses one at home sometimes. Hand-eye coordination was good. Muscles, no muscle spasms. Muscle strength in right upper and lower extremity is like 3 by 5. On the left, it is 4 by 5, both upper and lower. Reflexes, symmetric in biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles area. Nervous system, sensory exam was normal to light touch. Straight leg raising test was positive on the left side, and the pain was on the right lower back toe. Musculoskeletal, There's no joint swelling or erythema or effusion elicited, but she examination of the right knee reveals bone on bone crepitus. Extension is limited to 30 degrees and flexion reveals bone on bone crepitus. Examination of the wrist and shoulder and elbow was normal. Examination of the right wrist and right elbow was normal. Examination of the right shoulder, again, is limited with the range of motion only up to about 30, 35 degrees. And there's also bony crepitus on the right shoulder. Examination of the left wrist, left elbow, and left shoulder are normal at this time. Range of cervical range of motion is slightly painful when she rotates the neck to the left side. Then there is pain on the right shoulder area. Straight leg raising test was positive on the left side. When on the left, straight leg raising causes pain on the contralateral side on the right lower back. She is not able to carry, lift heavy objects. Even carrying a 5-pound weight was very difficult on the right, with the right arm. She was unable to squat and rise from, she was unable to squat. She had a lot of difficulty getting on the exam table and off the exam table. She was able to walk with and without the cane, but very short steps and slow walking. Tandem walking was not attempted. She couldn't, she could not stand on one foot, especially the right, because she could not bear weight on it at all. She was able to stand on heels and toes, but not really walk on heels and toes. She was cooperative and gave good effort during exam. Review of system, GI, she did complain of lower abdominal pain, nausea sometimes, and heartburn. GU denies any problem with urination, no burning or frequency of urination. Respiratory, denies any cough or shortness of breath. Musculoskeletal levels above. Possible limitations, the claimant cannot be expected to sit, stand, and walk normally in an 8-hour workday, even with normal breaks. The number two, claimant does need assistive device like a cane for safe ambulation. Number three, she cannot lift more than 5 pounds. She cannot even lift 5 pounds. Number four, there's complete limitations on bending, stooping, crouching, squatting, and so on. She cannot be expected to perform these duties. Number five, there is manipulative limitations on reaching, handling, feeling, reaching and handling due to the pain in the right shoulder, period. She can, because of the subjective symptom of numbness in both hands, although I was not able to elicit it on exam here, she may have difficulty in feeling, grasping, and fingering. Period. Next, she is able to perform, her visual acuity was corrected by her glasses, although they are still not, it could be corrected better. She's not had an eye exam in a while. There was no issue with communication, period. The patient is right-handed. Based on the history and physical exam, patient has multiple joint, fleeting joint pains with more persistent severe pain in the right knee and right shoulder and lower back pain, period. She also has problems falling asleep, staying asleep, period. She has no problem falling asleep, but she wakes up after 4 hours and then is not able to go back to sleep. And she stays awake most of the early morning hours and then gets out of bed. She does not even nap during the daytime and still cannot sleep through the night period. Completed.